Assalamu alaikum and what's up everyone. Today, welcome back to another session of TG Let's Talk. This is episode number 4. And today we have a special guest with us. Today we have Mr. Zuhaib Nur, the storm chaser known as Vertigo Dubai. So Zuhaib, what's going on, man?
Hey TG, how are you? All good?
Good, man. All good, man. All good. So, weather's been playing in your favor lately, huh? It's been good.
Yeah, it's amazing. Some like very massive thunderstorm back to back. It's amazing.
Yes, I've seen the shots on Instagram, man. And then we had a chance to go out and shoot together first time, which we'll talk about a little bit later. It was amazing. But right now, I'd like to have you introduce yourself to the world. To all our listeners out there. So tell us a little bit about Zuhaib and what he does.
Yes, sure. Why not? Hello. Firstly, thanks for the invite. I am Zuhaib Anjum, and most people know me by Instagram as a Vertigo Dubai.
Nice.
And I am a real estate photographer by profession and storm chaser by passions. I'm a real estate photographer by profession and I'm storm chaser by passion. Storms are pretty rare here in UAE. So I do shoot cityscapes and desertscapes as well. I was born and brought up in Dubai. So I had always been interesting to capture the beauty of Dubai.
Now, I got to say, when I first heard the idea of storm chaser, I said to myself, storm chaser in Dubai, maybe desert storms, but regular storms, you know, because we don't get a lot of rain in this part of the world, you know, but
exactly.
But somehow you managed to find these incredible shots. So tell us a little bit about your day-to-day planning for going out to capture storms. Tell us a little bit about that.
You're right. We have very rare, storms in Dubai. So in UAE, we have few apps, weather apps, which tell us like approximately a 1 week data about the cloud information, about the rain, whatever happening in somewhere around in UAE. So it keep updating us like 1 week data. So my first thing, when I woke up, I just open every day that weather apps, and I'm checking like if anything surrounding in UAE, some clouds are coming or the rain, which part of the UAE got most of the rain hitting this week or any cloudy part. So I make, because clouds are very rare here in UAE. So whenever it comes from any part of UAE, so I'm like, you know, I just go drive there and chase it. So when I see something like storm activity, so I'll see them like 2-3 days before if it is coming from somewhere in the UAE, any part of UAE. So I make sure I set up my everything. I keep watching my that radar information, and then on the time when it comes arrive that the storms, I make sure I set up before like 3-5 hours. I just go there and and wait for it. Yeah.
Okay. Now, quick question there. Now, interesting. You just said anywhere in the UAE. So there's no limit to where you'll go within the UAE. Are you willing to drive anywhere to capture the storm? Is that what you're telling me?
Yes. Because see, we have very rare storms, in Dubai. So, where I can reach the whole UAE, any part of UAE. So I make sure wherever it comes from, because I love to capture from anywhere. Is it in the desert, or is it come from the mountain areas or in the city? So wherever it comes, I just make sure I'll just run behind it.
Nice. Okay. So basically it goes back to, a basic the basics of photography as far as planning your shot. So you plan your schedule ahead, you check weeks in advance or days in advance, and you check periodically, you go and see what the weather is like. And then you take it once you have something brewing or something going, you gather your equipment, you set out for the travel, then you set up in advance, and then you just wait. Is that right?
That's right. That's absolutely right. Planning is the first thing to get the storm chase, because you need to make sure you are in the right place. Also, a safety is first, because you don't have to be standing somewhere where the storm will just come right above your head and you'll be like, get shot.
Yeah, so, exactly.
You need to also plan yourself, like the place where you stand, is it, I mean, protect enough? If because it's easy. I mean, it looks easy that you capture that storm, but it's not easy. It's so much of hard work in it. You have to protect yourself for the rain. You have to protect your gears which you carry.
Well,
So that was,
let's talk a little bit about that part right there. So, because I don't think too many people know, they know the dangers, I'm sure, because it's obvious of lightning, being struck by lightning, God forbid. But I don't think they know what the precautions you need to take or what causes a strike by lightning. Because from what I understand, if you're out in an open area using a tripod, and for example, if you're in a desert, you could be open to being, struck by lightning. So, like, what are you supposed to do when you go out to prepare for a shoot like this to protect yourself and your gear?
We have some rain covers to protect our camera. Like
Okay.
these are the things. And but if I'm shooting, let's say from the desert or mountain, which are the open area, and you have no clue where the lightning gonna strike on you or somewhere else. So as it, I make sure I park my car right next to my tripod. So I set up my camera in just as a time lapse mode. It will click after every 2 second or 1 second a picture. I wait, until we get some shots, and every 2 3 minutes I just come out and clean my the cam lens from the water. Most of the time I spent in my car and just put my camera out, and it was like clicking the shots. Since my experience of chasing like 9 10 years, I have seen most of the lightning are fall in the trees. Okay,
Okay.
so in the trees and the water. So make sure you are not close to that much to the water or to a tree or something like steel,
Okay.
So
Okay.
it attracts mostly to these type of things. Most of the time I've seen most of the shots are gone hit on the tree. And especially people say, oh, why not we chase it from the rooftop of Dubai or this thing, but it is more the you have it's 90 100% almost scary. It's gonna hit on you because
Yes.
most of, I did it personally myself. One day I went to a roof and I was chasing the storm from there. And after like chasing 2 3 hours, there's one massive ball fell on the Burj Khalifa, and I was very close to that tower.
Oh my God.
It's like I can literally feel the electric shock in my body. Like it
Oh my
is still
goodness.
far, but from that high, I can literally feel that, it's for 1 or 2 minutes I got shocked. Like what happened to me? I mean, it's still that far, but it affect I also get affected a little bit,
So let's recap what you just said there. So for our listeners that want to experience this, so if they're going out to the desert, you're saying put the tripod near the car, but not sticking to the car. Step away from it, sit inside the car, and the reason you sit inside your car is for your safety, right?
Yes, for the safety, yes,
Okay,
definitely.
and then if you're in the city, avoid rooftops because, as you and I know, when I went shooting with you the other day, we saw some rooftops being struck by lightning, which looks amazing, but I would imagine would be terrifying, like you just told me, had we been near a rooftop that was struck by lightning. I would imagine that would be terrifying and maybe even deadly. So we would have probably avoid rooftops. And I like what we did
Exactly.
though, when you and I were together, you told us to go under a bridge. So we took our shots from underneath a bridge. So,
Yes,
so you're saying, like, finding some type of shelter or some type of protection and is a good way to do it. But you said trees. So I've heard about trees being struck. Have you actually seen a tree being struck by lightning?
So many times, so
Oh
many
my
times.
goodness.
Be careful about these subjects like water or either trees or either anything like shining stuff like a steel rod. Don't stand next to those kind of elements. So protect yourself from these kind of things. Don't go
Maybe.
so close to the, and
Maybe.
rest, it's all on the luck.
Yeah. It's a lot. That's incredible, man. So, I mean, this is really, really good advice, actually, for someone that's starting off. This is really good advice. So, Okay,
Yes.
we have a little bit of an idea now on how, if we want to start off and do storm chasing, what we can do. So now I got to ask you, given the
Yes.
situation that we're living in, very unfortunate and sad and difficult situation for many people out there, may God help them and help us all. And then, but trying to stay positive during these times or motivated as a photographer, storm chaser, content creator, how do
Yes.
you, as the storm chaser, Mr. Vertigo, Zuhaib himself, Vertigo Dubai, how do you stay positive and how do you go out and create content in an environment where we're really being told to stay indoors? How do you respond to that situation?
My advice to all the photographers, if they are sitting at home in this situation, make sure they organize themselves with the proper structure. You know how like how they keep their files and whatever the files, if they don't edit them, please edit them and properly file their structure. And also I mean, this is what we can do right now. So
Okay.
I myself, I'm myself doing this, the same thing. I mean, I'm just doing whatever the pending stuff, editing, I'm doing that and putting them in the right structure. Yeah.
Okay. So you're saying now for you as Vertigo Dubai, as Zuhaib, the photographer, storm chaser, you're taking advantage of this time of being told to stay home by organizing your photos, developing some kind of good system, and taking advantage of it because you're always very busy and you're always on the run.
Watch the tutorials, watch your, I mean, some stuff which is really cool and which you need to update yourself. Do it right now. This is a very good time to update yourself, motivate your skills, and you know, when the
Great
things goes
advice.
all right, and yeah, they can just boom.
Great advice, man. Absolutely great advice. Okay. So now, but
Yes.
before we finish our segment, I'd like to ask, what suggestions or advice do you have for up and coming photographers slash storm chasers, people that want to do what you're doing? What would you know, if they were to ask you, what advice can you give me? What advice would you give the world right now if someone that wants to follow in your footsteps and do what you're doing?
How they start? Actually, it's a good thing. Yeah, they need to start with the proper gears. I mean, first of all, as I mentioned, with the safety
Okay.
precautions, whatever I say, you need to be make sure you're in the right place. And it's all about the homework. I mean, just with the few weather apps which I mentioned, UAE weather apps and Windy, just need to install them and just watch all the time the weather updates, and just go for it. Yeah.
Okay. So, and if they want to learn about how to take photography for lightning, storm chasing photography, is there a specific place that you can point them to learn?
Well, there is right now the many YouTubes are there to tell you about that, how to capture that lightning stuff.
Well, we would love to have you actually on in some of our virtual workshops teaching as a guest teacher.
Yes.
Maybe that would be fantastic actually with Living the Lens, because that's a platform that we're setting up to do workshops and teach people. So it would be an honor to have you teaching some people one day.
I will
Absolutely.
definitely do a workshop with you guys, and definitely we'll just to fix it or whatever people wants to learn about how we're gonna chase the storm and how we are planning, you know, all those stuff we will cover in that workshop.
We look forward to it and we'd be honored to have you. Thank you so much, Zuhaib,
Thank
for
you. Thank
joining
you.
us. Vertigo Dubai on Instagram. Is that where people can find you? If someone wants to know more about Vertigo, about Zuhaib, where should they go? Where should they go? Should they go to Instagram or somewhere else?
It's Instagram, Vertigo Dubai.
Vertigo Dubai on Instagram. Guys, make sure you check him out. He has some epic shots of some lightning and amazing cloud formations and storms. Just incredible. I had the honor of going out with him and taking some shots, and I got lucky that day. I got one shot, which I love. Big thank you to Zahabe for allowing me to come with him, and it was just a really, really fun, good time, you know. And I look forward to doing it again.
Same
So
here.
thank
Yeah.
you, Zuhaib.
All
Appreciate your
right.
time, and we look forward to having you back
You're
on
welcome.
again.
Yes, perfect. Thank you so much for having me. Thank
All right.
you.
Take care now. All right, guys, that was my interview with Zuhaib, Vertigo Dubai on Instagram. That was really cool. We learned a lot of stuff. Thanks for tagging along, guys. If you want to learn more about what I do and more about me, you can check me out on TG from Dubai on Instagram. Make sure you check out Zuhaib Vertigo Dubai on Instagram, and I'll catch you on the next one.